Welcome to Men in Charge, in brief. I'm Tony Flynn.
And I'm Kevin Decker. Today, the new classic, The Realist Morning Show. These hipsters who really don't care about whether you listen or not have guests on, and it's a very enlightening experience. Speaking of enlightening experiences, the listener has an opportunity.
Well, I don't want to tell you anything about the hosts because we want you to be shocked. And if you are sufficiently shocked, you will be able to discern the underlying question that serves as the premise for this episode. If you mail in that question, and it's correct, you could win a valuable prize.
Hey, I'm Virgil, and you're back with us here at The Realist Morning Show. Our sponsor today that we just heard from is Dietzken Plumbing Snakes. It sounds good, but by buying one, aren't you admitting your hygiene practices are gross and unsustainable?
Virgil, spot on. I'm Emily, and as promised, on today's Realist Morning Show, Virgil and I are speaking with Jenny Lee Milonogaster, the founder of a supposedly innovative new local charity.
Yeah, I didn't find it that innovative, Emily.
The typical charity spends 25 to 50% of your donation on administrative costs and fundraising, Virgil. Who's really being helped?
Ah, hello! I think I just heard you introduce me. Jenny Lee Milonogaster, Lower Heights' most recognizable philanthropist.
Yeah, welcome. We appreciate you being on time and not having a radio voice that dissolves into fry at the end of your sentences.
Well, I'm extraordinarily excited to be on the Realist Morning Show to talk about my new philanthropic enterprise, Outsmarted by Babies.
Sounds overly complicated.
Are helicopter rides or Disneyland vacations for ill people involved?
No, but we are helping senior citizens who have suffered cognitive decline. Not dementia, mind you, that's serious stuff.
Cognitive decline affects us all. It's already started for some, hasn't it, Verge?
What?
Anyway, seniors living on their own with cognitive decline love to see able-bodied younger people at the zenith of their abilities outsmarted and hoodwinked. We're doing it in real life, and we're doing it with babies.
Babies must be easy to outsmart. Throw it in a pond and see if it can swim, like that Nirvana album cover.
No, now that's the surprise. It's the babies who are doing the outsmarting of the young and vibrant semi-professionals that we hire, and for the delight of our seniors.
That's just about the stupidest.
I like it. It's got a lot of moving parts, and all the generations are involved.
Delightful. I hope we can count on you for financial support, then.
I think not. All my tithing goes to the Freshwater Shark Conservancy.
But just like your listeners, I bet you'd like to see the look of pleasure on the face of old folks when babies lock a guy's keys in their Ferrari or eat all the sugar out of the sugar bowl.
Frankly, I would not. I have a life, and I feel like supporting your charity would be a waste of that life.
Well, I see. I'm not sure exactly why you invited me onto this program.
Well, it's called The Realist Morning Show for a reason, lady. We don't get a lot of return guests.
And we're out of time, just like you're out of credibility. Tune in next time, listeners. Or don't.
Yeah, we're volunteers, so it's all the same to us.
Well, Kevin, did anyone dare to write in with a question?
Yes. Drew Ann Quartered, an art teacher in Butte, Montana, asks, why are some fifth graders so mean to me?
That's wrong.
So, no valuable prize. We're continuing to hoard those valuable prizes as we look down upon you from our Radio Vista.
But whom are we not going to disappoint?
Our cast, Sarah O'Hare, Steve Lloyd, and Nancy Roth. Today's sketch was written by Kevin Decker. And we'd also like to thank the man who continually conflates being and reality, a cardinal error in metaphysics, Brian Lindsay.